This is Morning Edition on North Carolina Public Radio. I'm Eric Hodge. The Roman Catholic Diocese of Raleigh will break ground on a new cathedral in January. The Cathedral of the Sacred Heart is the principal church in the Raleigh Diocese, which covers the eastern half of North Carolina. It's also the second smallest Catholic cathedral in the U.S. Bishop Michael Burbidge joins me from Raleigh to talk about plans to build a bigger one. Good morning, Bishop.
Good morning, Eric. Great to be with you and your listeners.
Thank you. The number of Americans going to church has been on the decline in recent years. Why would you build a bigger cathedral?
Well, we are so blessed in the South that is experiencing significant growth in our Catholic population. We have seen a tremendous increase. I was just telling the people last week when we were celebrating the 90th anniversary of our diocese that at the time the diocese was established, there were 6,000 Catholics in the entire state. Now there are two dioceses in North Carolina, each boasting of about 500,000 households in each diocese, close to a million in the state now. The cathedral parish itself has 3,000 households and 11 masses on a Sunday, certainly many more on at Christmas and holidays. And we're having mass now inside the Sacred Heart Cathedral, in the school basement, and at the Clarion Hotel, with literally people worshiping out on the streets. That's not acceptable.
Tell us a bit about the plans for the new cathedral. How will it compare, say, to traditional European-style cathedrals?
Sure. The size is a significant improvement. At the time that Sacred Heart Cathedral was named a cathedral, it was not built as a cathedral. It was a parish church. And at that time, it was designated as the cathedral because of its extensive seating capacity of 320 people. And so that's what it is now. Our plans for a larger cathedral to suit our needs will be about 2,000 seating capacity. And it is a very a traditional neoclassical design that has been through many revisions since we started our plans, because we went out throughout the diocese and getting their input. So our beautiful design, the size, everything is from the wonderful input that we have received from so many gifted people.
It sounds like a grand investment, and some would say that building a cathedral during a time of economic hardship for many in the area is out of line with Pope Francis' teachings about compassion for the poor. Why not build a more modest structure and raise funds for other uses?
Oh, well, the cathedral was part of a campaign that included other needs. So, for example, the first $7 million that we raised went directly to supports Catholic Charities, which is, of course, known for its great outreach to the needy, and close to $20 million went back to the local parishes for compassionate outreach. The rest of the funds will build a big church that will welcome all the faithful throughout the diocese. Over 22,000 people decided that we could do this. It was never, of course, it could not be an either-or. Either we serve the poor and needy or we build a cathedral. Of course not. That's a gospel mandate. We can't compromise that. And we promised that we wouldn't. This building would not compromise our great outreach. In fact, what we have seen when parishes accommodate the spiritual needs of people, guess what else increases? The compassion, the outreach to the needy and poor. And I'm confident that's going to happen with our cathedral.
Thank you for talking with me this morning, Bishop.
Thank you, Eric. And I wish you and all your listeners a new year filled with abundant peace.
And to you as well.
Thanks.
Bishop Michael Burbidge leads the Roman Catholic Diocese of Raleigh. The diocese will break ground on a new cathedral January 3rd.